Right, so get this. We're diving into quantum entanglement today.
Oh, yeah.
You know that phenomenon that basically suggests the universe is way more interconnected than we ever even thought?
Right.
You actually sent in some really cool stuff about this.
I did.
So we're going to break down both the science and the whoa dude factor of it all.
Right.
It's going to be good.
It's definitely a concept that stretches our everyday understanding of how things work.
For sure.
Imagine two particles light years apart somehow influencing each other instantaneously.
Yeah.
That's the essence of quantum entanglement.
It's almost like they're linked by some sort of invisible thread.
You got it.
And it's not just theoretical either.
No.
Scientists have actually demonstrated this stuff in labs.
Exactly. And that's actually what puzzled Einstein so much.
Oh, really?
He famously called it spooky action at a distance.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And he and his colleagues even proposed something called the EPR paradox to highlight how this seemingly contradicts the laws of physics as we know them. It's as if these entangled particles are communicating faster than the speed of light.
Okay, so then how is that even possible? What's going on beneath the surface?
Well, it all comes down to the strange rules of quantum mechanics,
okay,
which govern the behavior of particles at the smallest scales.
Right.
One of the key concepts here is superposition.
Right. I remember reading about that.
Yeah.
It's like those particles exist in multiple states at once until we observe them.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Imagine flipping a coin.
Okay.
In the everyday world, it lands on either heads or tails, right?
Right.
But in the quantum world, the coin is both heads and tails simultaneously until you look at it.
That's where my brain starts to melt a little bit.
I know, it's tough.
So how does that relate to entanglement?
Well, imagine two of these quantum coins flipped at the same time.
Ah.
They're both in that blurry state of being both heads and tails.
Right.
But here's the kicker. When you observe one coin and it quote-unquote collapses into a definite state, say heads, the other coin instantly decides to be the opposite tails, even if they're miles apart.
Wait, so observing one particle forces the other one to choose a stake?
Yes.
Even across vast distances?
Precisely.
Whoa.
That's the mind-bending nature of entanglement.
Wow.
The fate of these two particles is intertwined regardless of physical separation.
Uh-huh.
And what's amazing is that experiments have confirmed this even with particles kilometers apart.
Okay, that's just wild.
Yeah.
So we've established that entanglement is a real thing.
Right.
But how does it actually work?
It's all about how these particles are linked at a fundamental level.
Okay.
It's not that they're sending signals back and forth.
Right.
Instead, their very existence is intertwined in a way that defies our classical intuition.
Right.
And this gets to the heart of what Einstein found so spooky.
So it's not like they're communicating in the traditional sense.
Right, that's the thing.
That's
not a cause and effect situation like we're used to.
Yeah.
It's more like they're two parts of a single interconnected system, even when they're physically separated.
Yeah, I'm starting to see why this challenges our whole understanding of reality.
Yeah.
It's like the universe has this hidden network of connections that we're only just beginning to understand.
That's a great way to put it. And this is actually where the philosophical implications start to get really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
If particles can be so profoundly linked, what does that say about the potential for connection on a larger scale?
Okay.
In the cosmos or even in our own lives?
Now you're speaking my language, so let's dive into that rabbit hole, shall we?
Okay. It's fascinating to think about how these quantum connections might actually play out on a larger scale.
Right. We've been talking about tiny particles.
Right.
But what if this interconnectedness extends beyond that? Like, what if it's woven into the fabric of the universe itself?
That's a question that's been pondered by philosophers and physicists alike for centuries.
Mm.
And, you know, it's interesting to consider how some ancient philosophies like Taoism and Hinduism have explored the idea of a fundamentally interconnected universe for centuries.
You're totally right. Like the concept of Brahman in Hinduism.
Yeah.
This universal consciousness that permeates everything.
Right.
It's like science is starting to catch up with some of these ancient ideas.
It really is. And this is where things get really exciting.
Okay.
Entanglement isn't just a theoretical curiosity.
Right.
It's opening up entirely new possibilities, especially in the realm of technology.
Oh, I know. In the stuff you sent me, I read about quantum computers.
Yes.
I mean, how cool is that?
Pretty cool.
We're talking about computers that could potentially solve problems that are completely impossible for our current computers to handle.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it? Imagine instead of bits that are either zero or one, we have qubits that can be both zero and one at the same time, thanks to superposition.
Right.
And then entanglement comes into play,
okay,
allowing these qubits to be linked in ways that exponentially increase computing power.
So instead of just adding more processing power, we're talking about a completely different way of computing altogether.
Precisely.
Wow.
And the potential applications are incredible.
Like what?
Think about drug discovery,
okay,
where we could simulate complex molecular interactions,
right,
to design more effective medicines.
Right.
Or material science, where we could develop entirely new materials with properties we can't even imagine yet.
Wow. So we could be talking about breakthroughs in medicine technology, even our understanding of the universe itself.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Quantum computing is still in its early stages.
Yeah.
But the possibilities are truly transformative.
Yeah.
And it all stems from this bizarre, almost magical phenomenon of entanglement.
You know, one analogy that really resonated with me was comparing entanglement to human connection.
Oh, yeah.
Just like these entangled particles, maybe we're all interconnected in ways we don't fully grasp.
That's a powerful analogy.
Yeah.
Think about the impact of relationships, shared experiences, even empathy. We feel these connections deeply, but we often struggle to explain them.
Right.
Perhaps entanglement offers a new perspective on these seemingly intangible bonds.
Maybe our separation is more of an illusion than a reality.
Right.
Like deep down, we're all part of this grand interconnected web.
It's a beautiful and humbling thought, isn't it?
It is.
And it highlights how quantum entanglement isn't just a scientific concept.
Right.
It has profound implications for how we understand ourselves and our place in the cosmos.
It's like this tiny phenomenon is forcing us to rethink our entire worldview.
And that's the power of scientific inquiry.
Yeah.
It pushes us beyond the limits of our current understanding,
right,
challenging our assumptions and revealing the hidden wonders of the universe.
It's like we're peering behind the curtain of reality and catching glimpses of something truly awe-inspiring.
Exactly. And that sense of wonder and exploration is what fuels our desire to learn and understand more.
So loyal.
Who knows what other mind-bending discoveries await us as we continue to probe the mysteries of the quantum realm.
This has been incredible. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this topic.
There's so much more to explore.
I bet.
But for now, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned.
Okay, so we've spent this deep dive exploring quantum entanglement, and honestly, it's really shifted my perspective. It's like realizing we might be looking at the universe completely wrong.
I agree. It's a profound shift to go from seeing the universe as like a bunch of separate objects.
Right.
To understanding it as a deeply interconnected web.
Yeah.
And entanglement gives us this compelling glimpse into that interconnectedness.
Yeah, it really makes you question like what we think we know about reality.
For sure.
Like if these tiny particles can be so intimately linked, sharing information instantly across these vast distances.
Yeah.
What does that say about the potential for connection on like a grander scale?
It's a question that sparks the imagination.
Yeah.
Could there be a deeper level of reality where everything is intertwined, operating as this unified whole, you know, beyond our everyday perception? It's a mind-boggling concept, but one that's kind of hard to dismiss when we consider all the evidence for quantum entanglement.
It's like science is showing us that there's more to the universe than we can see.
Yeah.
This, like, hidden dimension of interconnectedness that we're only beginning to even glimpse.
And it's that very sense of mystery that drives scientific exploration.
Totally.
Quantum entanglement pushes the boundaries of human knowledge.
Right.
Challenges our assumptions and reveals all these incredible wonders of the universe.
It's like the universe is revealing its secrets to us.
Right.
Showing us how much we don't know.
Yeah.
And inviting us to embrace the unknown.
For sure.
It's both humbling and incredibly inspiring at the same time.
Absolutely. And as we start to unravel these mysteries, we're not just expanding our understanding of the universe, we're also expanding our own consciousness.
Yeah.
Quantum entanglement isn't just like a scientific concept.
Okay.
It's an invitation to see ourselves as these integral parts of this vast interconnected tapestry of existence.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into quantum entanglement, I think the biggest takeaway for me is this. If even the smallest particles can be so profoundly connected, what does that mean for us?
Yeah.
For our relationships, our communities, our place in the cosmos.
Perhaps entanglement is more than just this scientific phenomenon.
Okay.
Perhaps it's a reflection of a fundamental truth about reality.
Mm.
A truth that ancient wisdom traditions have hinted at for centuries.
Right.
That we are all interconnected.
Yeah.
All part of something much larger than ourselves.
It's a powerful thought to carry with us.
It is.
And it makes you wonder what other like mind-blowing discoveries are out there.
Right.
As we continue to explore the universe and like our place within it.
Right.
This deep dive has definitely left me with more questions than answers.
I bet.
But it's also ignited like a sense of awe and wonder that I'll be pondering for a very long time.
I think that's the beauty of exploring these big questions.
Yeah.
It's about the journey. It's the continuous process of learning and discovery.
Yeah.
And just realizing that the universe is full of mysteries.
For sure.
Just waiting to be uncovered.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe those mysteries will ultimately lead us back to ourselves, to a deeper understanding of our interconnectedness.
Right.
And our place in this wondrous and mysterious cosmos.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the quantum realm.
My pleasure.
Keep those questions coming, keep exploring, and remember, we might be way more connected than we think.